1 Peter chapter number 4, verses 1-4. I want to talk this morning from the subject of you must be born again. You must be born again. I want you to reflect back in your life. I want you to reflect back to a time in which you attended the greatest party in life. Watch how many sound like this. Y'all got stuck in like 1999 because that was a good year. That was a good year. All jokes aside. I want you to reflect back to the best party you've ever attended. Paula, is this your daughter? She said, Oh, Ariana, that's just it. When you reflect back to that good party, I'm sure you can remember all of the people that was there. You can remember the ambiance and the atmosphere and what you were wearing and who you were hanging out with. And you thought, man, this is good. This is good right here. And this is perhaps what is the best that life has to offer. And then one day you met someone. Can we turn the fan on? And when you met someone, that person began to tell you about somebody named Jesus Christ. And the truth be told, you really didn't want to hear that particular conversation. Because you were reflecting on the party the night or the week before. And so you didn't want somebody to cramp you and to start pushing you into a church where you couldn't party and you couldn't do this because you thought that was the good life. And in being introduced to Jesus Christ, what they begin to tell you is a new way of living, a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things. The Bible declares, when I was a child, I did things as a child. And when I became older, not as in age, but as in maturity, I put away the childish stuff. So then the things that I used to do no longer would satisfy me once I became introduced to Jesus Christ. And so here I am all about something new because God has allowed me to be born again. So what does it mean to be born again? To be born again doesn't mean that you re-enter your parents' or your mother's womb and then you come out again. That's not what he's talking about. To be reborn again, he's saying that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and give you a new life. The Holy Spirit will give you a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things. Now, Peter begins in chapter number 4 where he writes a letter to the church, to Christians. And the letter that he writes is to teach them how to conduct themselves. Some folk in the church don't know how to act like they're in the church. Some folk in the church really haven't gotten out all the world. And so when they come to church, they bring the world in the church and they wonder why it doesn't fit in. The Bible declares that we cannot be conformed to the world, but we're supposed to be transformed. Transform is the rebirth of something. And so what God allows is God introduced the chapter by saying, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh. In other words, what he is introducing to us is an attitude to be a Christian. Now, the attitude that you have to be a Christian is to know that suffering is going to be a part of your life. I know somebody lied to you and told you when you joined the church, everything was going to be okay. And every little problem that you have, all you got to do is pray about it, and the God that you serve, he's on time, and he steps in and he wipes away. Listen, God does all those things, but God also allows you to go through something. Now, it is the going through of your suffering that is the process of purification. Amen. And so what God is trying to do is trying to allow us to be born again, but he first has to purify some things out of us. And so in order to remove those things from us, God allow us to go through a season of suffering. Now during that season of suffering, it's not because God is mad with you, it's because God loves you. And so because God loves you, he moves your attitude, or he changes your attitude, and then he shows you your past action. Now notice what he says here, and that what he says in verse number 3. He says, for the time past in your life. In other words, he says, you used to lust, you used to drink, you used to do all these things in life. And so now he says, I want you to reflect back to your actions. When you look at where you came from, you look at your action, what God is trying to get us to see is how much we need him. And so when you're going through something, God will allow all your friends to disappear so that you can only see him. That's exactly where God wants you to be. In the process of purification, God strips us of everything that we've been depending on. That's why when you begin to suffer, it seems like your friends get few. It seems like your money runs out. It seems like your job starts acting funny. It seems like everything that you used to be depending on in life, you can bank on in life, all of a sudden it gets a little shady. And God is saying the reason that it's getting shady is because I'm purifying you, because when you look at me, reestablish a relationship with me, then I can take you higher. Yes. See, when God put his hands on you and God says that you're going higher, I don't care what demon, what devil has something against you, you gotta know nobody can stop you, nothing can stop you. When God calls your name, God calls your number, you better believe you're gonna make it to the other side. Yes. Now, going from one side to the other will always require a storm. The storms that you go through in life, the storms is to give you wind to propel to the other side. Sometimes what we're fighting God for, or what we're fighting God on, is the very blessings that we need to embrace. And so what God is saying, I know that you're in a storm, I know that you're suffering, but you gotta trust me. See, when we begin to really trust God, when we begin to really have all of our faith and confidence in God, then what God says is, now I got you. Now I can show you who I am. So everything that you've gone through is just so you can have a closer relationship with God. And so now once God reflects back, or the writing of Peter, he reflects back and he says now in verse number 3, I want you to see all that you was. Then he moves to verse number 4, and in verse number 4, he in essence says to you, now you got to be careful about your associates. In other words, he says in verse number 4, the people that used to like you now going to think you're weird because you don't want to party with them anymore, because you don't want to do what they want to do. And so now all of a sudden they begin to scandalize your name. Now they begin to talk about you because you won't go back in the mud that God just delivered you from. See, I don't know about you, but there's some things that God had to wrestle with me, and I was wrestling with him because God was trying to bless me, but I liked where I was. So I was fighting God to stay in my mess because I was comfort in my mess. I know we won't say that, but the truth of the matter is the reason that we sometimes can't move is because we're saying, no, God, I like this. I know he ain't all mine, but he is helping me some. Oops.
All right.
And so here's Peter. He's saying, now the friends that you've been hanging around with, now all of a sudden they don't deal with you. And God has allowed you to be born again. But when you are born again, the people that you used to hang out with, now they don't want to hang out with you anymore.
Uh-huh.
And so in terms of being born again, God is doing a new thing in you. And so what God is saying, I can't take a new body and pour the same old stuff in. So now God has to give you a new walk, a new set of friends, a new everything, because you're on a different path now. Now the path that you own now is going to require suffering along the way. We all have a cross that we have to bear, but suffering isn't because God is upset. Suffering is because God is moving me to someplace that I've never been before. And so every level that you go, every round that goes higher and higher, you've got to know that there's a devil and a demon that is also waiting for you on that level. You wonder why the more blessings you get, the more folk talk about you, the more haters in your life, the more people just don't understand you, because every time God pushes you higher, Satan meets you up there with resistance, because he understands that if you get to the place that God is sending you, he's through. But you got to continue to press your way through. Now, pressing is never easy. Pressing will require you to fight sometimes. See, some things in life you got to be willing to fight for. Sometimes in the body of Christ, if you do something to me, well, I'm just going to pray about it. No, I like Peter. Peter's the one that cut the ear off a man. Peter will get you. And sometimes in the body of Christ, you got to be willing to stand for what you believe. See, meekness is not weakness. Meekness is not, I'm afraid of you. Meekness, I'm going to wait on the Lord. But if you step on me too many times, I need for you to know that God gives me common sense. I don't have to sin, but I do have to stand for what I believe in.
Amen.
And so Peter is teaching how to mature us. Because now that you've been born again, how do I grow you up? How do I teach you how to act? Now he says, now that you've been born again, the proof that you've been born again is that you love one another. The same folk that used to hate you and the same folk that is out to get you, setting traps for you, I wonder, can you love them? I wonder, can you speak blessings into their life? I wonder, can you look at them and say, you know what? I see you. I saw you a mile away. I know what you're trying to do. But you got to know that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. See, you got to be able to speak to the demons and the devils in your life. And you got to let them know, I'm not afraid. I'm a child of God. I was created for fights. I was created for combat. I was created for victory. And I will not lie down. I know God is taking me to a place, and I'm going to fight for mine. I'm willing to fight for it, but what I understand is the fight is not a physical fight. The fight happens in the spirit, when my spirit man is right. When I get it in here, and in here, I'm gone, baby. You can't stop me. I'm going through hell and hot water, but somehow I still got peace, because I know the God that I serve, he'll give me peace beyond understanding, beyond my situation, beyond my circumstances. Have you ever found yourself going through something, and you're supposed to lose your mind right now, but somehow you still standing, baby? See, the proof that you've been born again is that you can still love. The proof that you've been born again, you may fall down, but you get up. The proof that you've been born again is that God is still ordering your step. You gotta know when God is sending you to a place that God is saying, I gotta work for you. And when God has a work for you, there's nothing that anyone can do to stop you. And so God has us on this journey. And so as God begins to deal with us, God begins to propel us, the question that he asks us is, are you really saved? When you are saved, the Holy Spirit comes over your life. Two things will always happen. Number one, there's an inner conviction. You know, the things that I used to do, I don't do them anymore. And I don't need you to tell me that I did them. I made up my mind. I did them. I was there. I already know. Don't need you to spread it around. I already know about it. See, that's the inner conviction. When you don't need somebody to tell you what you did. When you do it and then you fall on your face and say, God, help me, please. And instantly the Holy Spirit steps in and the Holy Spirit gives you a peace. But what Satan will try to do is he'll keep you living in your pain, living in your past, living in your situation and your circumstances. God says, bring it to the altar and just cast all your cares upon me. Now, if God is forgiving us, why can't you forgive yourself? Why are you still dealing with that thing? Because somebody said this and somebody said that. And probably the person that said it about you really didn't like you then, still don't like you. Why are you worried about that? Why are you spending all your time on that person? You got to learn how to let go. The Holy Spirit gives us an inner conviction.
Yes.
When there's an inner conviction, there's an outward commitment. In other words, I know how I feel, I know what I've done, but I got to get up and do something about it. See, all of us have suffered something in life. And because we've suffered something in life, God is calling us to get up and do something about it. How long will you lay? How long will you stay there? How long will you revisit the same pain, the same stuff over and over and over again? God is trying to move us to a point where we see ourselves as God sees us. And that is, God created us in His image. And because we're created in His image, everything that He's able to do, we're able to do through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so what the Holy Spirit comes, and that is to empower us to overcome. Now, we're all suffering through something in life. The issue is, are you trying to overcome it by yourself based off physical strength, or are you trying to overcome it in the spirit? And what God wants us to do is to understand meekness. And what meekness is power under control. In other words, I got the power to overcome it, and I'm also in control. You remember when Jesus went to the cross and they offered him vinegar and they offered him all that? He says, no, I don't want any of that because I want my mind to be right. In the midst of going through something, your problems are real, but so is the peace of God. In the midst of going through something, when everybody else has lost their mind, turned to drugs and alcohol, and there you are, you still got peace, and they're trying to figure out why that fool over there smiling. Don't they know that car just went down the street? Don't they know they foreclosed on the house? Yes, baby, I know that, but do you know the God that I serve? The God that I serve, He's able to put another house there, put another car there, and this time it's going to be paid for. And the hell I used to go to trying to get that one paid for, God is saying, now I'm ready to bless you. When God get ready to bless you, you got to know that God will give you a favor that nobody understands. Now you're trying to figure it out. Now God, why are you giving me favor? Why did this happen? And God is saying to you, but my favor isn't fair. See, you trying to wrap your mind around it and you trying to understand it. And what God wants you to do is just accept it. See, He gives us eternal life. He gives us the power of the Holy Spirit. He gives us blessing. And you trying to understand, I don't know why God did it. I don't care why you did it, God. Just do it again in my life. Give me another one. Do a fresh anointing every morning that I give up. I thank you, Lord, for giving me fresh anointing every day that I give up. The Bible says when you wake up in the morning, He gives you mercy every day. Every day, God is saying, I want to bless you today. What do you need from me? See, whatever it is that you need from God, you need to know that God is right there. Somebody said Jesus is on the main line. You need to call Him up this morning. You need to tell Him what you want this morning. I know you're going through something. I know your suffering is real, but in the midst of you going through something, I want you to turn to Jesus this morning and say, God, have your way with me. Do what you please with me. Yeah, I'm kind of jacked up. Yeah, I got some battle scars. Yeah, I got some stuff in my life that's not right, but you created me anyway. And I know your love is great for me. Your love won't allow anything to separate. So in spite of where you are, God says, I'm still in love with you. Now, do you trust me in the midst of going through something? If you trust me, you'll take a step of faith. I know they told you about a layoff, but you got to stand on my word. Now, the world may go through something, but you got to stand.
back on my word. You gotta know that in spite of what the world going through, baby, you won't be touched. Yeah, I know what's going on in your life, but you gotta trust me right here. Yeah, I know what could happen, but you said in your word that it won't happen. I know you'll supply all of my needs. See, God is placing us in a place this morning where we really gotta trust God. Do you really trust God? Do you really trust God? If you trust God, you learn how to give him some praise before he even bless you. You learn how to worship the name of the Lord before you even see anything. Because I know my breakthrough. Does anybody here know your breakthrough is on the way? Have you been praying for something, asking God for something long enough? And you know it's your time. I don't know when it's going to come, but this is my season. I feel it in this season. I feel God moving in this season. This thing is going to turn around. This thing is going to get off my back. But you got to praise God. See, when you begin to praise God, the Bible declares that where God dwells is in the praise of his people. And so everything in your life looks bad, but you begin to praise him anyway. And once you begin to praise God, it seems like your mind takes you to another level. I know it's bad, but it's good where I'm praising God at. See, praise allows you to forget what's going on, and praise allows you to see God. Do you want to see God? Yeah! I don't have to wait to heaven to see it. I see his blessing. I see his goodness. The Bible declares, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me. You see, when we line up with God every day of week of our life, God is saying, here I come. Got some more stuff for you. Now, here comes your haters, and they're trying to tell you, you know that ain't gonna work. You know that. Oh, no, I tried that one. See, but you got to be able to look at that devil. I didn't say your haters. You got to be able to look at that devil that is wrapped up in your hater, and you got to speak to them and tell them, you know what? God said this, and I'm crazy enough to believe it. Have you ever found yourself in a situation and it looked real dark? Have you ever found yourself on the backside of a mountain and you didn't know how you were going to come through? Have you ever found yourself on a Friday? The bills were due 1 minute from now, but somehow somebody called you. Somehow somebody deposited something in your account. God is ready to deposit something in your account right now. Do you believe him? Do you know? Do you know who you're serving? If you know the God that you serve, you ought to come on and praise him. You ought to praise him this morning like he's already done something. You ought to praise him this morning like he's already here. You ought to begin to praise God like your blessing is already here. You ought to begin to praise God like your blessing is already on the way. See, I'm ready now. I'm just going to praise him. See, I know I've been born again. If I belong to him, then I can praise him. Because I got what my daddy said that I can have. And my daddy said he'll never leave me, never forsake me. My daddy said he'll supply all of my needs. My daddy said no weapon that is strong against me shall prosper. My daddy said by his stripes I'm healed. My daddy said I was created to be the head and not the tail. What my daddy say, that's what I'm going to believe. Your daddy said, sister, I know the purpose that I have for you. He says you were born for prosperity. That's why I created you. And so God is saying, I'm taking you somewhere. I'm taking you somewhere. I'm taking you somewhere. Listen, if you know that you've been born again, God is saying, you belong to me. And when you belong to me, your suffering belongs to me. Your trials and tribulation belongs to me. Everything about you belongs to me. That's why you can take a step back and say, this battle is not mine. It's the Lord. And so while God is fighting my battle, I'm going to give him some praise. You know the angel of the Lord says, listen, I'm standing high, I'm looking low, I'm putting a hedge of protection around you. Do you know that the angels are in heaven right now? And what I love is that the angels just sit there and all they say about God is holy, holy, holy. Is he holy to you? Have you ever tried it? Have you ever made a way out of nothing for you? Have you ever been sick down on your last dollar, but somehow he stepped in? You ought to testify to the goodness of God. You ought to tell somebody what he's done for you. You ought to tell somebody what he delivered you from. You ought to tell somebody that he opened a door. You ought to tell somebody that he's guiding you. You ought to tell somebody what he's done for you. You ought to tell somebody about the God that you serve. If you really know it, tell somebody about it. All you have to do is just look back at life. You see, we've been
been through some stuff in life, and God has said, you thought that was good days. You ain't seen nothing yet, baby. Oh, but here comes Satan. You know you're getting old, and you know your clock is ticking. You know this and that. Baby, I ain't going nowhere till God says it's time for me to go. And in the meantime, I'm just going to praise him. In the meantime, I'm just going to enjoy every day. In the meantime, I'm just going to count my blessings. In the meantime, baby, I'm just going to look at the hand of God move in my life. And so the Bible declares that Jesus, he stretched forth, he died on the old rugged cross. On the third day, God lifted him higher. You got to know that it's the third day in your life, and God is getting ready to lift somebody high. You better praise him because he's lifting you. You better praise him because he's spinning that thing around. You better praise him because you know who he is. God is doing something in this place. You better get your Holy Ghost praise on, and you better begin to praise him. You better begin to shout. You better find yourself somewhere where you can praise him. Go ahead and take about 15, 20 seconds. Praise, praise. Go ahead. Praise him for what he's done for you. Go ahead and praise him. You don't need nobody to help you praise. Go ahead and praise him. God is not afraid like we are sometimes in the midst. God is saying, okay, I got this. I got this. No, God, you don't understand what's going on. No, I got this. But God, my bills are past due. No, I got this. But God, they say, sickness. No. He says, I got this. All I need you to do is give me the highest form of praise, which is hallelujah. That's all I need you to do. Just give me the highest form of praise. And that's hallelujah. See, notice that if the Bible declares in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And so it is through words that we fight the enemy. In the midst of going through something, just learn to surrender to God and say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You don't have anything else to say, that's fine, hallelujah. You don't know anybody else to call, just call them, just say hallelujah. Come on and stand up in the presence of the Lord this morning. Just lift your hands, hallelujah, hallelujah. Get a higher, higher form of praise. Just hallelujah. Just hallelujah. Just hallelujah. God, you know my ups, you know my downs, but hallelujah. You know my shortcomings, but hallelujah. You know my dreams, and hallelujah. You know where I fall short, but hallelujah. You know I need to move to somewhere else, but my credit is bad, but hallelujah. You know everything about me, Lord, so I just say to you, hallelujah. I just praise you, because I know that your name is at stake right now. So hallelujah, I just praise your name. Hallelujah, I just count it all, God. Hallelujah. You just praise me. Listen, is someone here, you don't have that relationship with God? As we open the doors of the church, we want you to come. We want you to come and surrender to God, and you're saying to God, hallelujah, I give you praise. See, what we understand is that our body is our praise. What we understand is that what God says about us, he says, present your body as a living sacrifice. Would that be somebody needs to present your body as a living sacrifice? Is there somebody here that you say, here, God, here I am. I don't have to hide anything from you. I don't have to dress anything up. I can come to you just as I am. My sins, my issues, my faults, but here I am. Because I know within you, you have the power to fix everything about me. And even that which you don't fix, God, you'll give me the grace to overcome it. So here I am. With everyone. Not sure about your salvation. With everyone. No church home. No cover. You don't know Christ is your personal Savior. This is your moment. This is your moment. With everyone. He stands at the door and he knocks. He knocks. He says, let me come in. I sit with you and you sit with me. Let me come in. He stands at the door and he knocks. He stands and he knocks. Your salvation with everyone. While we're in this atmosphere of praise, let us pray unto the Lord. Father God, we thank you for this day. Father God, we stand before you right now, Lord. And Father God, for those that are sure about their salvation, Lord, we thank you right now for sealing their salvation. For those, Lord, that want to come but don't have the faith to step out, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'll give them the confidence to take that step of faith. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that dwells not just in this place, but dwell also inside of us. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Father God, we love you, and we give you praise, and that praise is hallelujah. Somebody come on and bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord.